With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is a stinging setback today for the GOP. The Senate dismissing all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. That over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border situation and ending his trial before arguments even began. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was not happy.
It doesn't make any difference whether our friends on the other side thought he should have been impeached or not. He was. And by doing what we just did, we have in effect ignored the directions of the House, which were to have a trial. We had no evidence, no procedure. This is a day that's not a proud day in the history of the Senate.
Also at SRNNews.com, the world waits and watches for what Israel's reaction might be to that missile attack from Iran. Meanwhile, Cliff May with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies says to understand Iran, it's critical to realize the country experienced in 1979 was not an Iranian, but rather an Islamic revolution.
It was rather that the Supreme Leader Ruhollah Khomeini wanted to establish a new Islamic empire because the Ottoman Empire had failed after the First World War.
And he says that's not all.
This was about a new Islamic empire rising and challenging and bringing down the West, the Judeo-Christian West. That's what that revolution was about. People still don't understand that. And it's what it's still about. It's still, when they say death to Israel and death to America, that's what they mean.
The NBA banning Toronto's Jontay Porter after a league probe found he disclosed confidential information to sports bettors. This is SRN News. Women are more likely than men to embrace the LGBT lifestyle.
A new Gallup poll finds that 8.5% of females in this country identify as something other than heterosexual, compared to just 4.7% of men. Amongst women who are LGBT, the vast majority say they are bisexual. The situation intensifies within the ranks of the youngest American adults. Nearly 30% of women in Generation Z are embracing the LGBT lifestyle. Only 11% of men are doing so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court's allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on sex change operations for kids while lawsuits over the measure proceed, reversing lower courts. The justice's order allows the state to put in place a 2023 law that subjects physicians up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones and puberty blockers to anyone under 18. This is SRN News. Columbia University's president strongly denouncing anti-Semitism during a congressional hearing.
I have spent most of my time since becoming president on these issues, holding over 200 meetings with groups of students, faculty, alumni, donors, parents, some of whom are here, and 20 meetings with other university presidents to learn from each other.
Columbia University President Nemat Shafik. Now, Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox says college administrators need to ensure the safety of the students.
The administrations on these campuses have got to take action to do that. They collectively need to get a spine and say, we're not going to tolerate anti-Semitism, and we're not going to tolerate violence on our campuses.
Stocks were off today. Dow Industrials fell 45 points. More details at srnnews.com.